Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid al-Fitr, and we'd like to congratulate our brothers and sisters in Islam and say Eid Mubarak, and also may Allah accept our righteous deeds. My dear brothers and sisters, our topic for today is exchanging visits, which is quite relevant due to it being the day of Eid al-Fitr. We live in a time, my dear brothers and sisters, where for most people, material interests dominate our relationships. In such a time, to visit your family and friends, not seeking or gaining any personal interest, is a truly wonderful thing. Even if people may be busy with the matters of their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged them to visit one another, as He made that deed achieve His love for them. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he narrated, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah says, Wajabat mahabbati, my love is obliged or compulsory for those who love each other for my sake, and those who sit with each other for my sake, and those who visit each other for my sake, and those who give to each other generously for my sake. And this hadith is found in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah, and also the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and has been declared as sahih by Shaykh Shu'aib al-Arnaut rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is a great thing for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guaranteed for such a simple action. And this is further confirmed by the beautiful story that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us of about a man who achieved Allah's love for visiting his friend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhi reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as is found in Sahih Muslim, أن رجلا زار أخا له في قرية أخرى. A man set out to visit a brother, meaning in faith, in another town. And Allah sent an angel on his way. When the man met the angel said, أين تريد? Where do you intend to go? The man said, أريد أخا لي في هذه القرية. I intend to visit my brother in this town. The angel then said, هل لك عليه من نعمة تربها? Have you done any favor to him, the repayment of which you intend to get? The man then said, لا غير أني أحببته في الله عز وجل. No, I have no desire except to visit him because I love him for the sake of Allah, the Exalted and Glorious. Thereupon the angel said, فإني رسول الله إليك بأن الله قد أحبك كما أحببته فيه. I am a messenger to you from Allah to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him for his sake. My dear brothers and sisters, visiting others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great action which has a huge reward, which is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make this great practice one of our regular practices, and let us increase our visits, especially during Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. We ask Allah to bless you and bless your families and accept your righteous actions. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.